rhinestones producing them.
Of course, most of them are synthetic now. They're made out of something, you know.
Came here. This has been an area for a long time that people, like the wealthier people from the coast and so forth, would come up here.
A great many people came from the low country to avoid malaria years and years past. It's been a resort
for a long, long time.
Long before the longest, oldest people I can ever remember knew anything about it.
My husband's from the mountains over in Georgia, near Blue Ridge. They don't really have any history, you know, of people coming in for the summer and so forth. And it's just now starting to build up tourists and all, and it's really a change for the people there. How about hay? Do you cut hay here? What kind?
Some sericea. And mostly, it's out there in front of the house. Fescue.
Oh, okay. They use that for hay.
Pasture and hay.
Okay. Do you cut it more than once a year, or?
Well, it depends on what you're using it for. And I've got 26 acres across the road there, rented out to a fella, and there's about 3 3/4 acres right there by the mailbox. He cuts about 3 times a year if the rain falls good, twice if it isn't, and bales it. And the rest of it he uses for grazing cattle.
Do people have any term for the different times of the year you cut the hay?
No.
You might cut it once and then come back again.
Well, it'd be the second or third cutting, whatever. That's about it.
Okay, no special name for that. Okay. What about the roads? can you remember, like, I'm sure you remember before this road was paved, probably. This is really a secondary road here.
What do you want to know about?
Well,
wide gullies is what they were.
Muddy, mostly. How about the highways? Like 108?
Well, did you come through Tryon?
No, we came through Columbus.
All right. From Columbus to Tryon, you might look it up on your map. Somewhere along there, I'm not sure where it began, about halfway from Columbus to Tryon, MacAdam came here and built a road. It was the first paved road ever built in Polk County. And it was river stones with some sort of a binder. I don't know what. It was before my time. But it was called, that was his name, MacAdam, and it was called a MacAdam or a MacAdamized road.
And that's the person that it was called after.
He developed.
Oh, okay. This was one of the roads he built.
I've actually traveled a couple of times on it in a 2-horse wagon before it was ever paved. And your teeth feel like they're going to knock each other out. Can you imagine running across the pavement? I know you've been on brick pavement. Well, it is super smooth compared to that stuff.
Just rocks in there, basically. It's all paved over now. There's not any of
no
it that's
trace
up.
Of it.
What would you call a